name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are at least two kinds of courage. One is the immediate and situational courage of the person who, in a moment of extreme need, summons the courage to face an imminent danger. This is the courage of the bystander who pushes someone out of the way of oncoming traffic, or jumps into a raging river to save someone struggling to swim at great risk to him or herself. Of course, such courage is not actually a spur of the moment kind of thing, but ultimately is a display of character, an accumulation of traits, beliefs, training, and patterns of behavior that have been developed and exercised over the long span of life, preparing one to act courageously in any given moment. There is a second kind of courage as well. This one is displayed not simply in a single moment or act, but in anticipating a significant, daunting, or even frightening challenge, and not turning away from it, but rather meeting it head on. This is also a matter of character. Character that has emerged from a lifetime of facing fears and shouldering burdens. And that is also being forged in the very moment of accepting challenges and responsibilities that one could avoid. It is the second kind of courage that Jesus displays in today's gospel. The Pharisees come and warn Jesus to go on the lam, because Herod is after his blood. We don't know who these Pharisees, particular Pharisees, are, or what motive they have, and it doesn't really matter. We just know that they tell Jesus to run and save his life, and that Jesus refuses. Instead, he will keep to the road appointed, traveling the arduous path to Jerusalem, to meet his death there like so many earlier prophets of God. His commitment to embrace his dark and difficult destiny for the sake of humanity is a perfect example of the second kind of courage. Jesus displays steadfast courage in moving forward to Jerusalem and the cross on behalf of the world God loves so much. Vulnerability plays a critical role in this kind of courage. To anticipate challenges of suffering and not run away is, by definition, to make oneself vulnerable for the sake of others. And that is important to mark. As a culture, we don't often equate vulnerability with courage and strength, with care, love, and concern, perhaps, but not often with courage and strength. At our worst, we see vulnerability as a sign of weakness, something to be avoided at all costs. At our best, we recognize the need to be vulnerable to those who care about most people. But we don't often see vulnerability as essential to living a courageous life. And yet, in this gospel passage, Jesus demonstrates that vulnerability is essential to courage, stands at the core of the Christian life, and invites us to discover the uncharacteristic being open to the needs of those around us. In this passage, Jesus chooses the image of the hen, gathering her brooding chicks to her for protection and safety, to illustrate his love and concern for God's people. It is an image of unparalleled vulnerability. To be a parent is to be held hostage to faith, happy to destiny. There is no way we can protect our children from all the threats this life presents. Nor should we. And that not only leaves parents profoundly vulnerable, but promises a level of suffering that we simply would not endure if we had not found ourselves so fully to this child. A parent is usually only as happy as her or his least happy child. Now that's called a parent. And it is precisely this characteristic that Jesus embodies, and by extension invites us to attribute to God, that God becomes vulnerable to all the variation of human life. By becoming one of and one with God's children through the incarnation. In addition, Jesus joins us to help us realize that it is our vulnerability that spurs our courage and nourishes our strength, simply because we can and will do those things for those we love that we simply would not or could not do for ourselves. And so Jesus continues on to Jerusalem, not to prove himself fearless or a hero, not to make a sacrifice for sin to the judgment of God, not even to combat death and the devil. Rather, Jesus marches to Jerusalem and embraces the cross that awaits him, out of profound love for the people around him. What if in this passage we see Jesus not merely acting courageously, but embracing who he was called to be, for the sake of those he loved, and thereby inviting us to be who we are called to be, for the sake of those around us? What would our community look like if we decided together to live wholeheartedly, making room to name our vulnerabilities in a cross-shaped confidence that God is with us and has given us sufficient resources, including each other, to not simply endure the challenges before us, but to flourish as we discover that God meets us most consistently, precisely in our places and vulnerability. Let us take the time to realize where we are feeling most vulnerable, whether in a relationship, a job, a new pressure from others. And remember that God is with us in these places of vulnerability, and that in God's grace, we may find in ourselves a way to discover more fully who we have been called to be, and connect more deeply with those around us. To be vulnerable is a gracious gift. Amen.
Amen.